Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The family of the late Pro Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford has disclosed that after his death this summer, doctors found signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in his brain. It's a degenerative disease linked to repeated head trauma that's been found in the brains of dozens of former football players after their deaths, including that of former New England Patriot player Junior Seau. To talk about what this announcement from the Gifford family might mean, we're joined this morning by Chris Nowinski, co-founder and executive director of the Concussion Legacy Foundation in Waltham. The foundation researches and educates about brain injury. Chris Nowinski, good morning and welcome to Morning Edition and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
How important is it regarding awareness of CTE that the Gifford family had Frank Gifford's brain study, do you think?
For the family to come forward and say not only did he have the disease, but it manifested clinically, and he really did suffer, and the family suffered, is very important.
Remind us what CTE does to the brain, please.
Sure. CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, is a degenerative brain disease that appears to be caused by trauma that over time slowly rots away parts of your brain that control things like memory, cognition, emotion, behavior, and can lead to dementia.
His family says it had long suspected that he had the degenerative brain disease. Would have been evident?
It would have been evident over time. People often note initial personality changes, and then, unfortunately, it's really a horrible disease in many situations. People's behavior can become violent or aggressive. You imagine your father forgetting your birthday. It can be quite extensive.
Frank Gifford was involved in a play that's long been described as one of the most violent hits in football. He caught a pass and was tackled and flattened by an opposing player, was knocked out of the game that day and out of football for about a year. What does research tell us about whether one single violent hit like that can cause CTE?
Most of the evidence says one single hit should not cause this disease. In fact, the Mayo Clinic just reviewed a number of their cases and found that all of their single TBI cases didn't have CTE, but a third of their contact sports cases did. So we think it's the repetitive trauma over many years that is triggering this disease.
But obviously, one hit can cause damage.
Sure. So certainly one hit can cause a serious brain injury. There's no question about that. But whether it triggers a degenerative process is still a question, and I think it's pretty clear it's not likely.
What's next for this research?
Well, luckily we've made a lot of progress in the last few years because a lot of families have donated their brain and they need to continue to do that. We're very close to being able to diagnose CTE in living people. That should happen in the next 5 years or so. And if that happens, then it opens up the door to being able to test therapies for CTE. Maybe we can slow down the disease. Maybe we can stop it in its tracks early on. It's really important that we provide hope for this because, at this point, at our team at BU, we've diagnosed 87 of 91 former NFL players, but we've also found it in 7 athletes who just played high school football. So this is out there, and people are suffering, and we need to give them help.
Chris Nowinski, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and good Thanksgiving Day to you.
Thanks, Bob. Same to you.